Mishnah Yomis for Tuesday, the 23rd day of Iyar, Tovshin Pei Beis. Masech Deshviz, Perek Chamishi, Mishnah Zayin. Oitzer, Hayotzer, a person who was a potter. He makes earthenware vessels. Moicher Chamesh Kadishemen, V'Chamesh Esrei Kadayayin. He is allowed to sell in Shmita to anybody, even to someone who is suspected of selling Shmita produce. He's allowed to sell up to 5 pitchers of oil, and 4 oil, that is, not of oil, chamesh kadeshem, and 5 pitchers for oil, v'chamesh esher kadayin, and 15 pitchers for wine pitchers. Why? Shekein darkoi lahavi min amab hefker. Because that's what people, up to those quantities, people take from hefker, from the fruits of Shmita, which are hefker. And they allowed, and you're allowed to take in Shmita, in the Shmita year, that type of a quantity, because that's considered for domestic use. The Yerushalmi explains, we're not worried that maybe he's going to buy all the pitchers for the oil, which means he'll have 20 for oil, or maybe all of them used for wine, because there were different styles for wine as for the oil. They had different types of pitchers. So that's why the Mishnah says you can sell up to 5 pitchers for oil, 15 for wine, because that's up to that quantity a person's allowed to take from the hefker. V'im hevi, what happens if a person brings from hefker, yosem mikan, more than that, mutter, but he's allowed to have the wine and oil. But l'chatchila, he should not bring more than 5 pitchers of oil and 15 pitchers of wine. And for that reason, the potter who sells these things or manufactures them should not sell more than 5 pitchers for wine or 5 pitchers, or 15 for oil, for wine, 5 for oil or 15 for wine. Umoicher legoi ba'aretz. However, in Eretz Yisrael, you're allowed to sell to a goy as many pitchers as he wants. And we're not worried, maybe the goy will then resell it to Yisrael, who is suspected for not keeping Shmita. Or Yisrael b'chutzalaretz. And to a Jew, you're allowed to sell it. He's allowed to sell any quantity if it's outside Eretz Yisrael. And we're not worried that maybe he'll bring them to Eretz Yisrael. This sefer of the Mishnah, im hevi yosemekan, if he brought more than that, we've learned like the shit of the Rambam. That means that we're talking here about the person that is, any person who comes, takes things from Hefker, if he took more than that quantity, but he have it, we will let him have it, let him have that wine and oil. However, the most Mefarshim learn a different way. What does it mean, if he brought more than that? That means that if a person brought from Hefker more than 5 pitchers of wine, of oil, and 15 pitchers of wine, and now the fellow needs more pitchers, it is permitted for the manufacturer to sell him more pitchers according to what he brings. Why? Because we can assume that he still brought it all for domestic use and not for selling it, or that he's not taking from the fruits of Shmita, which have been reserved. So according to this pshat, the words imhevi mutter does not mean mutter, it's permitted for someone, but b'di'eved, who brought more wine and oil to consume that, more than the quantities mentioned, but it's permitted for a manufacturer to sell these extra pitchers if someone brought more than that quantity. Mishnah Ches. Again, talking about what you're allowed to sell to a person who is suspected of not keeping Shmita properly, or what you're allowed to lend him. Beis Shammai Yomrim, lo yimkalo, a person should not sell to anybody who is suspected about not keeping Shemitah. Poro choreshes, a cow that's a working cow, that's ploughing. That's not a milking cow, but it's there for ploughing. Bashvi's in the Shemitah year. Why? Because Beis Shammai is worried that maybe the fellow's going to use it to plough his field, and by you selling him that cow, you are helping him to do an avera. Uveis Hillel Matirin. They say it's permitted to sell a cow that is choreshes, that is really a working cow. Mipnei shu yochel l'shachta, because the fellow is able to slaughter it. How do you know he's buying it for work? Maybe he's buying it to slaughter it. And therefore we can assume on, we can assume on the side of leniency and say that that's what he's going to do. Whenever you can be toila lakula, whenever you can assume something that it's for lenient, the lenient side, you can do so, and that's all right. Beis Shammai, however, don't agree with this. They say people normally would not slaughter a cow that's a good working cow, and it's worth money, so therefore they said, no, we can't allow a person to sell someone who is not who is suspected of not keeping Shemitah. We can't sell him a working cow. Moicheloi peros, a person's allowed to sell someone who is suspected of not keeping Shemitah fruits, afilu bishas hazera, even during the sowing season. And we're not worried that maybe he's going to take these fruits and use the seeds to plant. No, we say we're not suspecting that. Umashiloi sa'asa, you can also lend him his sa'a. That's a keli, it's a container which is used to hold, to measure a sa'a of produce. Even afal pishahu yodeya sheshlagon, even though you know the fellow has a threshing floor, he has a shed with a whole lot of grain, and we're not worried that maybe he's going to measure this tavua to put it in the oitzah, to put it in the storage shed, which you're not allowed to do. You're not allowed to store grain. Rather, we say he's probably going to use it to measure a bit of produce to take it to for grinding. Uforet lemois, you're also allowed to give a person who's suspected of keeping Shemitah money, a small change. Afal pishu yodeh sheyesh lapoelim, even though you know he's got workers. We're not worried that maybe he's going to use the money that you're giving him as wages for work that he's doing in the field, and thus you are enabling him to do an avera. No. We can assume that he's using the small cash. He wants to get small cash for permitted purposes. Some of Farshim learn that even that the Beis Shammai also agrees to this, and he's not arguing in this case. It was only the first case. V'chulon beferish. However, in all of these cases that we mentioned, if the fellow specifies, I'm going to buy this, sell me your cow because I need to plow with it all, or give me this, lend me your saw because I need to measure things for the grain that I've now threshed, or give me change, I need to pay it for my workers that I've worked in the field. Anyone, whenever someone says explicitly that they're using it for a prohibited purpose, asurin, then it is prohibited to give the fellow these things or sell the fellow these things, because that would be misayad, it would be helping a person who doesn't have error.